Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Biden's dishonor. It's bad enough that he has now completely surrendered Afghanistan to the Taliban and giving them $85 billion of our most sophisticated advanced military hardware, including Black Hawk helicopters, Humvees, tanks, attack aircraft, even the night vision goggles, the actual uniforms, the bulletproof vests, right down to the rifles used by our own troops and special forces. But to compound the whole thing, the dead 13 service members who were brought back after the devastating ISIS terrorist attack on Thursday came home in caskets, and at Dover Air Force Base, Biden, as the commander-in-chief, was supposed to greet them at a dignified transfer ceremony. And as the caskets rolled out of the plane onto the vans that were to carry them off for their funerals, Biden couldn't even be bothered to give them the salute of a commander-in-chief. He held his hand kind of over his heart. But the worst part, one coffin after another, as it rolled by, Biden kept looking at his watch. One coffin, he looks at the watch. Second coffin, looks at his watch. He did it with every single casket of a dead Marine or military member in front of their families. The parents, the spouses and siblings grieving the loss of their loved ones were in an absolute rage. One of the fathers said he had to be physically restrained from confronting and attacking Biden for one of the most disrespectful things anyone could do to his dead son. My friends, this is beyond politics. This is no longer liberal, conservative, Republican, or Democrat. We have a sociopath in the White House. A man who has on his hands the blood of 13 dead service members, 18 more badly wounded, some permanently maimed and crippled, and 200 dead Afghans. They died because of Biden. All of this need not have happened. And the final insult, as the plane and the last troops left Afghanistan, is that he couldn't even show those that paid the ultimate price the respect, the honor, the gratitude that they deserve. Instead, they saw a commander-in-chief who was so annoyed that he had to be there. He couldn't wait for the ceremony to be over. He kept looking at his watch every time a casket rolled by. This is beyond treason. This is inexplicable. It's incomprehensible. It is unforgivable. I don't care how they do it. Push him to resign. Invoke the 25th Amendment. Court-martial him. Impeach him. Do whatever you gotta do. But Biden needs to go. He is now a permanent moral stain on our military, on the memory of those who fought and died in Afghanistan, and on the presidency itself. As one of the mothers said, he's a dementia-ridden piece of crap. And that's an insult to crap. Biden is a national disgrace and an international laughingstock. Put him in an old folks home. I don't care where you stick him. But the one place he doesn't belong is in the White House.